So yeah, that's my life philosophy. If you work hard enough, you'll get rewarded. Eventually, I think so. Definitely. Let's see. Andrea, what an awesome subscriber she is. She says, what do you want to do after you graduate from? So she mentioned my school, and I don't want to say it, just because I might have some stalkers out there, and I don't want to give my location. But she's an awesome subscriber that went to a rival school, a much inferior rival school. But no one is immune to making mistakes in life, so it's okay, Andrea. She's still loved by me. I love you still, so don't worry. But she says, what do you want to do after you graduate? Hopefully just get a nice job for, like, after graduation. I hope I'm not, like, jobless for a long time. I'm, like, excited to work. As boring as that sounds, school is kind of getting really old. So I'm excited to just get in the workforce. And I'm sure once I'm there, it'll be kind of like, oh, this is not so great, but yeah, whatever. But like I said before, I want to make that YouTube channel where I do educational type videos. So that's definitely a goal for the future. And if I could one day dedicate myself completely to ASMR and educational videos on YouTube, that would be really awesome. That'd be like a dream come true. So eventually after graduation, I'd like to dedicate myself to education. Like online education, I think would be dope. Would be cool as hell. So, and will you do custom videos? I promised you that I would do a custom video. I will make a custom video for you. I can't promise anyone else though. Andrea has my word though. She's getting a custom video. Why? Because she's my favorite. That's why. I'm not making a video for anyone else. A bandy. Let's see, we have 2 minutes on this recording, so I'm just gonna stop it now and then start the next question. And we are back. Dope. A bandy ask, what is your favorite food? Anything my mother cooks. Really though, I miss her cooking so much all the time. While I'm at school, anything that she makes honestly is delicious. So I miss my mother's cooking. What is your spirit animal? Cats. Hands down, no questions asked. Cats. I resonate with cats on a real level. How was your life? Ethan. Ethan asks, how was your life through high school? Through high school, I pretty much just took a bunch of like AP classes or college level classes. Did a lot of homework. Didn't have a ton of friends. I mean, I had friends, but always kind of kept a small circle. And just kind of minded my own business. I didn't do anything crazy. Went to a good high school. I liked it. Nothing crazy. What is your best or worst memory from school? Claire asks, what is your best or worst memory from school? Best or worst? Worst memory from school has to be, I don't know if I have any worst memories, I don't. I don't know if this counts, but I really hated my kindergarten teacher. She was awful, she was so mean, oh my god. I could not believe how mean this lady was, and I will never forget her. On the very first day of kindergarten, she made an example out of me, and she made me change my color. We had, like, colors for our, like, conduct, and if you behaved badly, you had to change your color. So I was talking, and she said, all right, Raphael, you're you're changing your color. And I will never forget, she made me change my color in front of the whole class. And it was awful. And I will always, always dislike, like, my kindergarten year because of that lady. She was very mean. Ugh. If you're a mean person, you should not be a kindergarten teacher. That should be illegal. That's a very, like, that's like a kid's first experience with school a lot of times. Like, come on, you gotta be nice. Scarred me.